Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I hope you are having a blessed morning. Welcome to the Love Letters from Christ podcast. I, Shalay, am your host, and I look forward to having you all here to listen to the topics God has placed in my heart. Hello, you guys. How are you guys doing today? Before we get started into our podcast topic, I have just a few announcements that I would love to share with you guys. My first announcement that I would like to share with you guys is my Christian life coaching program that I have. If you are interested in having a Christian life coach, go ahead and go to my website, www.loveletterswithchrist.com. Okay, you guys, and my second, which is my last announcement that I would love to share with you guys today, is my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel, you guys, is up and running. So if you are interested in seeing live videos, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's called Shalay Alcindor. Today's topic is, what is love? Well, beloved, what is love? Do you know the true definition of love? Do you know the true meaning of love? Do you know who is love? Well, today, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about love. We're going to be breaking down love. And I'm going to give you tips on how to be more loving. I remember saying love has no definition and that no one could ever explain the meaning of love. Of course, this was before I even could comprehend this word. I always thought love was just love without meaning. Now, after I've been reading the Bible, I've read 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I've been wrong for so long. Love has a definition. Love is not love. Love is God, beloved. Love is God. It says this in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. God is the root of all love because that is who he is. Not knowing the true definition of love allowed me to believe that love was hard to find. How could I love myself without even knowing the true meaning of love? So many people have no clue of what love is and who love is. And that's what makes it hard to find love. Well, according to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, it says that love is patient, kind, does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth, always protects, trusts, hopes, perseveres. Love never fails. Wow. Oh, wow, you guys, that's beautiful. Now, I did just say that God is love, and it says that in 1 John 4:8. Well, if God is love, then, and this is what love means that God is patient, God is kind, God does not envy, God does not boast, God is not prideful, God isn't self-seeking, God is not easily angered, God does not keep record of wrongs, God does not delight in evil, God always protects, he trusts, God brings hope, God perseveres, God never fails us. God truly loves us because he is love. God is love, and that is such a beautiful revelation. When you truly sit and soak and realize that God is love and that God loves you, that God is kind to you, God is patient with you, there is nothing that you can do to stop God's love for you, because God's love perseveres, it's everlasting, it never ends, beloved. And it's just so beautiful. It's such a beautiful revelation. When you really know this, it brings so much comfort. It brings so much peace. It does. It really does. God's love, it heals a lot of wounds. There's so many broken people who don't really know what love means. And if they know what love means, they don't truly display it. This world lacks love, true love. And the reason why it lacks true love is because no one wants to go to the source. God is the root of love. He's love. And it's hard to produce love when you don't even know what it is, who it is, how it works. Then you're just relying on the world to teach you worldly love. And worldly love is not patient. It's not kind. So many people envy. So many people are so prideful today. So many people are self-seeking. So many people are so easily angered. They're the opposite of love. I have three questions that you should ask yourself. Who is the number one person in your life to show you love? Are you loving yourself? And are you loving others? I really want you to take the time and think about this and reflect and really honestly meditate today on love. Meditate on the true definition of love. Are you showing kindness? Are you being patient with others? Are you being prideful? What are you showing? Are you saying that you're a loving person, but are showing the opposite of what really love means? If so, take the time to really go back to God and really let Him pour out His love on you. Let God pour out His love on you so that you can pour out your love on others. It's time to stop seeking the world's definition of many things and seek the Word. Seek the Word. The Word is what produces your fruit. The Word is what produces good fruit. You can't produce good fruit if you're just out in the world and you're not really taking the time to allow God's Word to soak into your life. So today, I challenge you today to display true love to others around you. Teach someone about the meaning of love. Someone around you needs to know what love means. And hey, you might have been that person just now who needed to know what love means. And now that you've listened to this podcast and you've listened to what the true meaning of love is, go teach somebody else the meaning of love. Heavenly Father, teach us to love. We open our hearts today to you to receive true love. We want to be loved, and you are the only way to love. Your love heals wounds, and today we choose to be healed. Thank you for being love and loving us in all of our ways. Forgive us for not turning to you for direction and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. May God continue to bless you. If you are in need for personal prayer, send in your prayer request or request a personal prayer call at loveletterfromchrist.com. Until next time, be blessed.